Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The backlog of cases in immigration courts is steadily increasing nationally, and it has been for years. In Boston's immigration court, the backlog is spiking, up 76% between October of 2016 and this July. It's the second largest increase in the country. WBUR Shannon Dooling takes a look at some of the factors behind the jump and who bears the brunt of the longer wait times.
It's 8:30 on a recent morning in Boston's immigration court. The federal prosecutor for the Department of Homeland Security pushes a cart loaded with case files into a courtroom. She wedges the cart between a wall and a desk and heaves a pile of paperwork onto the tabletop. Another day full of master calendar hearings is about to get underway. For an immigrant who's fighting deportation or applying for asylum, a master calendar hearing is their initial court appearance. It kickstarts the rest of their proceedings, and they usually walk out with a date for their next court appearance. In Boston, those dates are being set further and further out, thanks to the nearly 27,000 cases now pending.
The growth in the immigration court backlog has a dramatic impact on our clients.
Sarah Sherman-Stokes is a Boston-based immigration attorney and a clinical instructor at Boston University's School of Law. She says a bigger backlog can mean longer wait times. According to TRAC, a national immigration database at Syracuse University, the average wait time in Boston is around 2 years. That's gradually been ticking up over the last several years. Sherman Stokes says that's a problem for many of her clients, especially those seeking asylum after experiencing tremendous amounts of trauma in their home country.
The longer amount of time that passes between the incident that happened and them having to retell it in a courtroom in an adversarial setting, the more difficult it becomes for them to do that with accuracy. And even small inconsistencies can be the basis for an asylum denial.
In September, Attorney General Jeff Sessions set a goal of increasing the number of immigration judges in the country by 50%. The thought is that new recruits will help tackle the massive backlog of cases that continues to grow nationally. But simply adding more judges might not be enough to put a dent in the backlog anytime soon. Dana Lee Marks is an immigration judge in San Francisco and the former head of the National Association of Immigration Judges.
While there is now an almost frantic effort to increase the numbers of immigration judges, it takes a very long time to unwind a backlog. And that's because as cases get older and remain on the docket longer, they generally become more complicated.
Evidence becomes stale, witnesses are hard to locate, and individual circumstances change. Maybe so much time has passed that a person is now eligible for a different status than they originally applied for. All of this, Marks says, means the longer a case sits on a docket, the longer it can take to adjudicate. And there's another issue to consider, Mark says, as more first-time immigration judges are coming on board.
In all fairness to someone new coming in, they're entitled to have a learning curve and to take time to do it right. And with repetition, they will do it right and faster. But I would assume that that has an impact, again, just one small piece of a multifaceted puzzle.
This is especially relevant in Boston, where 4 of the 8 immigration judges were appointed within the last 2.5 years. And on top of that, 3 of those 4 new judges previously worked in Boston as attorneys for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Susan Church, an immigration attorney in Cambridge, says that matters.
Where 3 of the last 4 hires have been former prosecutors, these judges have to decline jurisdiction over any case that they have handled or worked on while they were prosecutors in that office. So it really doesn't help the backlog because then that case has to go to a different judge and start the process all over again.
Former government prosecutors turned immigration judges must recuse themselves from any cases they touched as prosecutors. Same goes for former private immigration attorneys who become judges. Those cases then end up on another judge's docket, and the immigrant's court case starts all over again. It's difficult to know how often judges recuse themselves on these grounds. The Executive Office for Immigration Review, the oversight agency for the country's immigration courts, doesn't track recusals. Marks, the immigration judge in California, says the backlog reflects a fundamental imbalance.
The fact that resource allocations to ICE prosecutions so far outweigh the resources allocated to building the courts.
Until the court system grows commensurate with the enforcement system, she says, backlogs will likely continue to rise and immigration judges will keep playing catch-up in Boston and across the country. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.